You picked me up in your yellow Toyota. You said you ordered the perfect night. You told the weatherman to make it warm, yeah. You asked the moon to shine real bright.
That was The Moment from the EP Personal Truth by Raquel Cole, a country artist originally from Vernon, who was named one of CBC's 25 Artists Under 25 You Need to Know, has opened for Carrie Underwood and Josh Turner, and who is signed by William Morris Endeavor Agency. I spoke with Raquel over Skype. Raquel, thanks so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Hey, thank you for having me. This is exciting.
Tell me a little bit about your musical history. Did you grow up in a really musical family?
You know, we always had music in the house. So my dad was like a drummer in a high school band. And then like my mom loved music. And so we always had the radio playing or like something playing. And so my parents always told me I was singing before I could talk. So I think it was just around me and I just picked up on it. And like, it was always just my favorite thing to do was sing.
When did you learn to play the guitar?
I was 9 years old. I actually really wanted to learn piano and my dad said he'd buy me a guitar. And so I don't know. I didn't really fight him on it. I was like, okay. So he put me in guitar lessons and I fell in love with it right away because it's like as soon as I could play a few chords, and I had a really great guitar teacher that like knew I wanted to sing and play. And so that's basically what we worked on right away. And then not long after that, I started writing my songs and it kind of snowballed from there.
Can you think of one particular album that was life-changing for you from the first time you heard it?
Ooh, and Probably Life, an album, probably Continuum by John Mayer. That was like a really big record for me. I heard it when I was like 14 or 15 years old. I can't remember now. And as an album, that was probably life-changing in the sense of it made me realize I really wanted to play electric guitar. And that was kind of the shifting in that. Earlier on, I don't know if I had an album that changed my world, but I definitely had songs and artists, Bryan Adams, Celine Dion, like these are, they're Canadian and they were played on the Canadian radio, obviously. And, those were big influences for me as a singer as well, but as a full album, probably John Mayer's Continuum.
Do you have a favorite or an especially beloved guitar?
Oh, that's a good question. I, at the moment, I have this little Maton acoustic guitar, and I love it because it's so small. It's a mini parlor-sized guitar, and it's great because it sounds like a big guitar plugged in, but it's been so... I got it a couple years ago, particularly for touring, because I got really tired of lugging my Gibson J45 around, which is like, that's my baby for sure, but I'm having a lot of fun with my little Maton because it's just so fun to travel with.
You write very relatable lyrics. Do you typically approach your songwriting by starting with lyrics, or do you tend to start with a hook or a riff?
It just depends. It's gone either way. I love co-writing for that reason, because I've had moments where I've had music in my head for a long time, like a melody or something, you know, and then I'll walk into a songwrite and the other writer will have this lyrical idea. And it's just funny how it just matches the music that I have. And it's happened the other way too, where I've had a lyrical idea and it's matched somebody else's musical idea. So for that reason, I love co-writing, because it's amazing how I think we're so much more interconnected, in the sense that there's these ideas. I think there's these ideas floating around and then we're there to catch them. And so I think, often it's like, what came first, the chicken or the egg? And I don't even think we really know. I think it was already there and we're just tapping into it. So who knows?
You released your EP, Personal Truth, in the summer. Is there a theme to the songs in that collection?
Yeah, well, I called it Personal Truth for the very reason that was kind of the song. When I wrote that song, I realized that I knew I wanted to make an EP finally that I would release, you know, online and to all the listening services. And so, and because it was called Personal Truth, it made me really start to think, okay, well, what do I want to say on this record? You know, and I want these all to be things that are my truth and things I believe in and change I want to see. And that's kind of what the record turned into, because, you know, Stay the Night was kind of a vulnerable song for me, because it was something I felt, but nothing I thought I would ever say on a song.
We're pulling onto my street, the way he's looking at me. I'm nervous. We're parked here in the dark, just hanging in the car, just talking, not really saying much of anything at all. No, dancing around what we're both wondering. Will he been before? Keep
was just one question left, and so I asked myself again, do I let him in? Stay the night. I know it's what he's thinking. Would it be alright? Am I overthinking? Do I fall overbound in my chest? Do I go with the voice in my head?
More of that, of just being vulnerable in the sense of like, I'm just like everybody else, and then the record kind of goes on from there. But so definitely, I think showing what my personal truth is, what I believe, what I think, I wanted that to be on the record. And I think I did an okay job of making every song kind of talk about something a little bit different from the next.
Sometimes I get madder than a hornet, you better stay away from me. And sometimes I am sweeter than honey, tell me anything and I'll agree. Sometimes I'm as free as a hippie smoking everything inside. And sometimes I get to overthinking stuff and get myself all uptight. I'm a child and my mother, I'm a sister and my brother, just like everybody, searching for a lover. If you look a little closer, you might just discover maybe I'm just like you. Hey! Oh, 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 oh. Yeah, I'm just like you. Oh, yeah. Oh, oh, oh. Sometimes I'm as brave as a soldier, I just keep marching ahead. Afraid of my own shadow, taking back everything I said. Sometimes I'm as proud as a peacock, prouder than I should be. And sometimes I get so insecure, won't you come and hold on to me? I'm a child of my mother, I'm a sister of my brother, just like everybody, searching for a lover. If you look a little closer, you might just discover maybe I'm just like you.
Oh,
just like everybody, searching for a lover. If you look a little closer, you might just discover, baby, I'm just like you. I'm a child.